everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is part two of our two-part episode, our interview with Ali Damron. If you have not listened to part one, please make sure you go back and listen to part one so you understand what the heck we're talking about here in part two. What I really liked is, you know, you talked about how so many people can go to a doctor, or maybe you said, hey, they're going to go to their OB for this. They're going to go to an endocrinologist for this. They're going to go to, you know, this person for this kind of an issue. And that person who might specialize in that area is going to say, okay, well, you're talking about digestion issues. Let me give you this for that digestion issues. Yeah. And typically, don't even get me started. I get a little riled up about a lot of OBGYNs who their answer for everything is putting you on freaking birth control. And when I think about my little 19-year-old self going into Planned Parenthood because my friend Jody told me to do it, and I'm not blaming her, but I went in there and they're like, oh, this is so amazing. You're going to be on Orthonovum 777 and you'll never have your period on the weekend and you're only going to have it for like a day and a half. And I'm like, this is awesome. I don't have to buy tampons and I'm never going to have my period, hardly ever. And for 20 years, the most I ever had was a period that was like a day and a half. And I had no idea what that was doing to my hormones. And we could do a whole series of shows on birth control. And later in life, I was diagnosed with cysts on my ovaries. I had almost hemorrhaging where I was bleeding all month. And I went to my OBGYN in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And you know what their answer was? Let's just put you on the pill. And they put me on, because I'd gone off the pill, they put me on not Orthonovum, Loloestrin Fe. One of the worst things I can, and I don't really care that I'm mentioning the brand, just Google it. Google the side effects of Loloestrin Fe. I gained like 40 pounds and it happened so fast. For the first time in my life, I had migraines. It gets me very upset, but I'm going to tie this down for you guys. What Ali is saying is if you are going to somebody and not taking a step back and looking at the big picture, trying to go, okay, historically, when did I start having, how long has this been going on in my life? How long have I had really bad periods? How long have I had the, you know, periods so bad that, you know, I'm looking for when I'm not bleeding? How long have I had digestive issues? How long have I had these bad skin conditions or insomnia or night sweats, whatever? Instead of going and saying, I'm going to pick and choose and compartmentalize, that's when you're going to have problems, because that's when you're just, as she said, you're solving the symptoms, and many times that can get worse. When I went to Dr. Sebring, because I was impatient about my weight loss, my fat loss, and I said, okay, I think that we should put me back on HCG. I had done a course of HCG for about a month, and it was a godsend because it did start my body losing fat again. And I immediately was like, give it to me again, give it to me again. He's like, you know what? Let's try to figure out why your body's not losing fat right now naturally. And that's what he should have said to me, you know? And I didn't want to hear it, but I just want to reinforce what you said, Ali, which is you need to be with somebody that's going to help you get to the root cause of all of your problems. Do you find, like,
Do you find when you're working with clients that they're probably, I'm guessing, resistant to that, but then they have many aha moments when you kind of, I'm guessing you take them down a questionnaire path and they're all of a sudden going, oh my God, I never thought about it that way, because they're looking at their life and their symptoms and their history in a completely different way.
Yeah. I mean, sadly, when I see women, it's usually because they're at the end of the rope. They've exhausted all the options and they're just being told that, I mean, I work with hormones mostly. So, you know, they've been on birth control and they're still feeling terrible, or the weight gain or the headaches or whatever. And so they're kind of at the end of their rope. Sometimes it does take a little bit of re-educating people and teaching them that, like, what they've been taught for the last 20, 30 plus years is maybe not the most accurate information. And I mean, I had a patient yesterday who has endometriosis, and they've told her to go on birth control. She's completely miserable and has been for like 25 years. And I've been trying to tell her different options and stuff. Her doctors basically just told her that I didn't know anything because I wasn't in the medical profession. This was the only option, which was just, I don't care that they think that and say that. I feel comfortable enough with my own knowledge to know that's not true. But I feel sad for her because she's not getting any relief.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I feel like, honestly, I don't have a lot of resistance with my patients because they're all at the end of their rope and they're ready to do whatever it takes.
And that's, I mean, part of me wants to say that's sad that they're coming to you, or I know what it's like to be at the end of your rope. And this is why I know that the more we can talk about this, you know, both in our world and in our Fitfluential world, I plan on talking about this a lot. I talk about it on my own platforms. It's funny because I recorded a video, I think I have to look at it on YouTube, on my own YouTube channel, a couple of years ago, it might even be 3 years ago, about, you know, hey, I'm 3 months into my bioidentical treatment. And it's like somebody discovered it recently, and I am literally getting comments and questions on it every day. And I told Dr. Sebring, I'm like, I need to go back on there. I need to start recording an update where I am. We have actually a really cool company we're going to be starting to work with that's making it accessible for women and men to get blood work and bioidenticals all over the country. I mean, that's just a godsend. Mm-hmm. But the more I think that we talk about this and let women know, particularly, I mean, it's so much easier to fix men. Men, you fix their testosterone and they're good. So guys, I hate you for that in my own way. But with women, we're so complex and there are so many issues that are complicated. But the more that women know that, number one, all of these symptoms that so many of you are writing in and to Fitfluential, you're writing into me and dealing with, but that I know are out there. If you think that this is where you're stuck, you're not. If you think that you can't lose weight, that you'll never have your body temperature, your sex drive back again, or that your skin will ever look, you know, good, or that you could look forward to how you look and feel for the rest of your life, if that's what you think, you're wrong. Everything can be changed in such a huge way. It is absolutely not overnight. It is absolutely a lot of lifestyle change. Is it worth it? A billion times over. Absolutely. And Allie, I mean, as somebody who deals with women all the time and hormones, it's refreshing to have your perspective on the show. It's hard for me because I feel like I know already I need to have you back on the show, because each one of these areas we talked about at the beginning of the show, adrenal fatigue, estrogen dominance, acupuncture, I'm going to put to the side, but then just hormones, this is a huge topic. There's so many things that are affecting so many women. And I think we should, we'll have you back and do deep dives on these topics. And for sure, acupuncture, I think we could do a whole show on that, but let's keep this today focused, you know, on hormones. And so many women that are listening, I know, are probably like me. They're either on the birth control pill, they've been on the birth control pill their whole life, they have a high stress work environment, high stress home environment, they're not managing stress well. I don't think that it's common for people to understand how to manage stress. You know, people know of meditation, they know about acupuncture, they know about massage, but they're not doing it because they don't think it can have, you know, an impact on their health. What for you, when you're working with clients, I mean, I'm more familiar with things because I'm on the path of addressing my hormones and addressing my lifestyle, and I know what supplements I take. For somebody that's listening, that's like, wow, you know, I am out there. I'm on the pill. I have all of these issues, or I've had a baby. I have PCOS, or I have thyroid issues. What are some of the things that you work with a brand new client that they're starting to, you know, like, is going down this path to get better? Is it strictly medication? Is it changing their food? Is it changing their lifestyle? Like, what are some of the things for people that are listening going, okay, what does this look like when I start taking, if I were to hire Ali Damron myself, or if I was to go and get blood work done, what am I looking at? Like, there's people out there that have no idea what the changes in their life look like in order to start balancing hormones and living differently. And it can seem like it's like another world. So I know that was a very broad question, but I'm sure that you'll answer it perfectly. just to calm down the fears of some people that are like, this is freaky. I don't know what to expect. What does this look like?
Yeah. So I know that it gets scary for a lot of people. I mean, you and I both have been in this industry for a long time, and I've dealt with adrenal fatigue. You have too. And it is, health is always a journey. It's not something that you're just going to learn about today, the entirety of it, and change tomorrow and be on your way. I always try to meet people where they are, like where their belief systems are, what they can afford to change, what they want to change, and do it slowly or at the pace that they prefer. So that's number one, because I want people to stick with it. Number two is, when we're talking about any hormonal issue, we always look at blood sugar and cortisol. Those are the two hormones that basically control the rest of your hormonal system. So stress. A lot of people have a ton of stress in their life, you and I included. And a lot of people think that, you know, well, I can't change my situation, so I can't change my stress level, or I can't afford or have time to go get massages and acupuncture or whatever. But it doesn't have to be that complex. Self-care can be as small as just remembering to take deep breaths to tell your body to stop producing cortisol and adrenaline all day. It can be soothing, like drinking a glass of tea or reading a book, just something that brings some sort of enlightenment and enjoyment to your day will literally be the first step to starting to manage stress. I think a lot of people look at meditation and think it's weird and don't know how to do it and their mind's racing. Start with like a simple 10-minute guided meditation. There's 100 ones out there. I like Headspace a lot. That's the one I use. And it's just very simple, very direct. There's nothing like woo-woo about it. So that's another thing. Nutrition is obviously the biggest part of changing your hormones. Focusing on, you know, high-quality proteins, fats, fruits, vegetables, limiting some of the processed stuff, the sugars and those things. And again, this is where I like to work with people. I've been on the yo-yo diets. I've tried to change my life overnight. It never works. It's never a good thing. And so, you know, trying to just make small changes every day and incorporate different things. I've studied nutrition for hormones for 10 years and learned all about cellular nutrition and exactly what our body needs to function properly. And so I teach women that stuff. And then we do go over supplements, vitamins, herbs. And I say that last because the first two are more important for sure.
You know, I think you wrote a word here that I remember my, I don't want to say, I think I'm not articulating well today. It's Friday. I know. You said a word here, soothe, that I remember when I first started seeing my therapist, she had said to me, and I remember that it was about a year ago that I started seeing my therapist and my first business coach. And both of them in their own way said to me, like, they kind of heard where I was in my life, what was going on with my business, a lot of chaos, a lot of transition, a lot of stress. And they both said to me in different ways, like, whoa, you need to slow this train down. And your mind is not in a good place. Your body is not in a good place because of your mind. Like, you're beating yourself up every day. And my therapist was the one that said, I need you to focus on, she used that word, soothing yourself. And I remember, like, it had such an impact on me that I left and I sat in my car and I didn't even leave. And I thought, soothe myself. Like, because I think so many of us, women in particular, I'm going to say, especially women that are moms, we put ourselves last. We run ourselves into the ground. In my case, I'm not a mom, but I feel like I'm a mom to, you know, a blogger network of 10,000 bloggers. And I feel like a mom to the people that have worked for me. You know, I feel like I have to put everybody else first and my needs are last. I put my clients first. That's been me in the past. And too many people last year were saying, you are running yourself ragged. You're that person on the plane that's running up and down the plane, helping everybody put their oxygen mask on, and then you go flying out the window. Mm-hmm. And that was when I first realized, like, I am not treating myself with any degree of care, self-care, as you said. And you made a really great point that so much, I think, of what you guys have heard today, hopefully you're getting the two primary points. Number one, that a lot of the crap symptoms that many of us are dealing with are hormonally related and stress driven. And number two, as Allie has just illustrated, one of the first layers and things that can start to make a big difference, yes, with blood, you know, with hormones, you're going to need to go down that path and get blood work and actually see what's going on in your own body. And yes, it is a process, but a huge impact can happen when you do start to execute self-care. And self-care, like Allie said, can be something so simple. 5 minutes of meditation. I have the Apple Watch now, and I love how it'll give me a little ping and it'll say, you know, time for some deep breaths. I mean, it has a little, you know, an application on there where it can guide you through as many minutes of deep breathing as you want. And that Headspace app, we will link to it in the show notes, is great. In fact, my man had never done this before, but he found that Calm app. I have not used that, but he was laying on the couch actually last weekend. I hope he's not going to be mad that I'm sharing this, but he put the Calm app on and he's like, oh my gosh, this has ocean waves and stuff. He was so fast asleep that last weekend. And I almost couldn't wake him up, like, and he needed it. So things like that, that as adults, I think a lot of us don't, we don't put the focus on ourselves taking care. That can make such a huge difference because, and I'm going to ask you this very specifically, Allie, is stress a huge, I mean, you talked about adrenals, you talked about fight or flight, but can you define that? In this is my opinion. I feel like stress has two ways it can show up in our life. We know that if you get handed a pink slip, you're stressed, you're freaking out. Mm-hmm. We know that if you fall down and break your arm, you're going to be stressed. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I can't work out. I can't, blah, blah, blah. If someone breaks up with you, if you get divorced, there's those life situations, right? That they make you gasp. They're going to make your heart race. You're going to be stressed out. But on a day-to-day basis, things like rushing to the office, rushing to make the train, dealing with deadlines, dealing with difficult clients, dealing with whatever, there's stress and anxiety on a daily level. And I think that that latter part is where people don't realize you're stressed all the time. And even working out is interpreted by the body as stress. Am I right? So can you explain how stress doesn't have to necessarily be like a life-changing divorce or a job loss? It can be the ongoing things that we're not even realizing. And that's why this self-care can be so game-changing and so important.
Yeah, definitely. That is the part I think that is affecting so many of us, because there's always been, in generations past, there's always been stressful situations, but there's been breaks and life wasn't so complex and complicated and we weren't so busy. And I think it is those parts of our life now that are making us so prone to stress-related illnesses. And so, like we were talking about, you know, finding ways to prioritize things, finding ways to let things go a little bit easier, reevaluate your mindset toward things. All these are huge because our body, it's about perceived stresses. So some person can, you know, have something extremely stressful happen to them and not really feel like it was as stressful as the next person who might be having a panic attack over it. And so teaching your mind, which this takes so much work, and I am kind of a stressy person by nature. so I get it. But yeah, just teaching your mind to, you know, question your stress and teach yourself how to self-soothe like a baby instead of just telling yourself to push, push, push and, you know, never break and never take care of yourself. Those are the things that are causing our bodies to be run ragged and never recover from the things that we're experiencing.
It's really true. I mean, it's funny because from a fitness perspective, a lot of what we've been doing, I've been doing this series both on the podcast and on Facebook Live with Jenny Meyer about the emotional side of eating. And there's so much there that if you, again, it's this process of being able to step back and realistically look at yourself and your behaviors and go, okay, I do some funny things around food. You know, I eat when I get angry, or I eat when I get sad, or I eat when I, you know, and figuring out what those mental reasons are behind it, that can make a huge difference on your body, on the results that you're seeing. If you're working out every day and you think you're eating healthy, you're not getting somewhere, take a step back and behaviorally look at what you could be doing differently. And again, in that area, we're talking about if you're stressing and obsessing about your food and beating yourself up with your body image, that anxiety can affect cortisol. Again, this is the same types of things. And here, people, it is so worth it as a big part of this. When you're dealing with hormonal issues, a lot of it, you'll find out the more you learn, is there are lifestyle contributors. Things like we mentioned, being on the birth control pill. For people like us, I've been on antibiotics a large portion of my life. I never thought about the effect that all those antibiotics, all those years, were having on my hormones, on my body, on my gut. Your gut's tied to everything. So you learn about those things, but at the same time, you learn about the things that are in your control. And sometimes you might want to look at it as simply as 50% are those maybe outside factors, if you will, things like birth control, antibiotics, maybe stuff that you've been eating. And then 50% are things like how you're handling stress. Do you ever take vacations? Do you work out way too much and have extreme diets or extreme deprivation in what you eat? Some people do that unintentionally. It's one of my biggest issues. I don't eat enough and I train too hard. And those are all things that can affect, but it requires all of us to be able to slow down and look at ourselves and look at our lives and make some changes. And most of them are going to be welcome changes. If self-care should be a welcome change, treating yourself to a wind down routine at night, a relaxation routine so you can sleep better, that should be something you look forward to. Not something you're like, oh, I've got to take care of myself. Damn. You know, I think most of us, if we really thought about this, we would welcome the opportunity. But as I say with most guests, Allie, I'm looking at the clock and I'm realizing we've hit our window and we've barely scratched the surface. This definitely, for folks listening, you know, we're going to be talking a lot about all of these issues. And I know for those of you listening, you are going to have a lot of questions. This probably struck a chord with so many of you in so many areas. So before I turn it to Allie, and Allie, I want you to tell people where they can find you online. If people want to hire you in these areas, you have tremendous experience and expertise in. We're going to link up to that in the show, but I want you to tell people where they find you. But again, if you have in general questions as you're listening to this, that we can, when I'm having Allie back on the show, that you can have us say, hey, you guys talked about this, go into more depth on this on the next show. I mean, obviously we encourage you to go right to Allie and hire her, and she's got a wealth of information on her website. But if you have questions you want us to cover, email those to podcast@fitfluential.com. But for right now, Allie, tell people, and of course I'll follow up with you afterwards so we can have you back on the show, where can they find you and potentially hire you online?
Yeah, so my website's the best place to learn about everything that I offer. It's just alliedameron.com. I'm on Facebook at Allie Dameron Wellness Services and on Instagram at Allie Dameron. So all three of those places are great.
Perfect. And we will link up to that in the show. And, you know, again, I hope that everybody listening, we've talked about some of these topics on the other shows. You all know that I have been dealing with so many of them. I've made great progress on so many of them. And I hope I can lead by example and give so many of you hope, you know, and to feel the way that I am, where I'm 49. And even though I haven't gotten to where I want to be with everything, like with my thyroid and stuff, I feel better and I look better at 49. Then it's funny, I posted on Facebook the other day a picture from 9 or 10 years ago. And one of my guy friends said to me, he's like, "You look better now than you did back then." And I can look at that girl 9 years ago, and I had like blonder hair and I was so much heavier. And I just remember what I would wear, and I was always camouflaging my body, and I was miserable and I couldn't sleep. I was taking Excedrin PM every single night to go to sleep. I was a mess. And now, because I have made these lifestyle changes, because I've, you know, bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment, I feel so much better. And I want all of you ladies that are listening, if you're suffering from any of this stuff, please know you can get so much better. You can feel better. You can look better. And you can look forward to the rest of your life, as opposed to what I hear from a lot of you when you ping me on Instagram or Facebook and you're like, "My life is over. This sucks. You know, my husband wants to leave me. I'm crabby all the time. I'm bitchy at my kids. I haven't had sex in, you know, 6 months, blah, blah, blah. My skin is ridiculous. I'm hot all the time. I can't sleep." That's not permanent. Trust me. And it takes some work, but it's worth it. And having an expert like you, Allie, on the show with such credentialed experience, that is awesome. And I definitely have to have you back on the show. So thank you so much for this first episode. We've just scratched the surface. Thank you for telling people where they can find you online. I will have you back on the show very soon. For everybody tuning in, thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thanks everybody for listening to this two-part episode with Allie Dameron. I hope you liked it. I certainly encourage you to connect with her directly online. She is amazing. If you have any questions about this episode or future episodes, or you'd like to inquire about advertising opportunities on future shows, or about nominating somebody you think that would be appropriate for us to interview on this show, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can email my assistant, Angie, by using the email address angie@kellyalexa.com. Of course, if you have any questions for me directly, you can fill out the contact me form on my website, kellyalexa.com. And we will see you next time on The Kelly O Show. You know, I'm going to ask it. It would mean a lot if you're enjoying this show and the content that we are putting out. We're putting a lot of time and investment into this show and into really taking it big this year. I would so, so, so appreciate it if you take just a couple minutes of your time and leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews on iTunes are what help any podcast get seen and heard by more individuals. And I'm sure you would agree, if you're digging the show so far, this information can help a lot of people. So whether you share on social media or you leave us a review or both, let me tell you, it would be sincerely appreciated. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next time.